Hey everyone, I'm Alex Cantor.
And I'm Lily Rosenthal.
Welcome to our podcast, Hot Pastrami.
We are coming to you from our favorite booth at Cantor's Deli here in LA.
We're going to invite some of our friends to join us for a chat over some matzo ball soup and pastrami sandwiches.
So join us for new episodes of Hot Pastrami every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you soon. Bye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Today's episode is a doozy. We were a little unhinged. Sam Pizzullo's back, and I tell you, he brings out the best worst in me. I woke up with so much anxiety, which I'm going to talk about a little bit in the show, and it's all his fault. He made me watch Housewives so that we could debrief on it this episode. And let me just tell you, this is probably going to be the last time I ever talk about Housewives ever again. It's just not in my wheelhouse. I don't care to talk about it anymore. Take it for what it's worth. We really have a lot of fun on this episode. And it's meant to be lighthearted. And I guess I should just do a little disclaimer. These are Sam's thoughts and opinions, not mine. So don't crucify us, okay? Okay. Love you guys all so much and enjoy the show.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening to... Oh, sorry.
You're so funny. I love you.
I was going to do the intro because this is my show now, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to welcome you.
Take it away.
Welcome back. Well, so now where would we be at? It would be stay humble. Stay hungry. All right. And then it would be welcome back, everyone. This is Humble and Hungry. I am your host, Sam.
I'm your friend today. You're a friend.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm your friend, Sam. Yes.
And I'm thrilled to be joined by the wonderful Natalie Pouchet. Thank you for being a guest on what is now my podcast.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for having me. I'm so honored. I heard such great things about your show.
Just kidding.
Thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
I'm actually nervous today. Why?
I feel like now I have to live up to some reputation. It's a lot of pressure.
It is. I got only one bad comment. What did you get?
Oh, I got nothing but glowing reviews.
Okay.
But I want to hear what was the bad comment. I love it.
What are you drinking?
Today I'm drinking Lover Boy because I didn't have time to prepare a cocktail. So it's right out of the can.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me get the one bad review.
Okay, while we're talking about reviews, I do want to shout out Suzette Bradley.
Yes.
She's the one who left the review that said 1-800-GO-SAM, which I thought was hilarious. So I posted that on my Instagram, and sure enough, I get a reply from a friend of mine, Chelsea, from Twitter, and she goes, "That's my mother." She recognized her username.
We love her. We love
Suzette. We love you, Suzette. What an iconic name.
We love you, Suzette. Oh,
like,
my God. I love when moms listen.
Right?
I love when moms listen.
The Suzette Bradley story. Okay, bear with me. I'm getting one quick phone call. Let me just answer.
Okay.
Hello? Okay, bye. Sorry, that was, believe it or not,
that the one, the only.
JBJ. John Bond. We are like thick as thieves. The weirdest thing.
Okay, I think you're going to get us into his house now. Not even Riley.
I'm actually, he's flying me out to Telluride to be with the family. We're doing a little President's Day weekend trip.
Oh my God. I mean, to be a fly on that wall. I like Sam, but he has that bitchy tone, quote unquote, with like a bunch of laughing faces. You know what I mean? Like mean girlish. I absolutely like his in-depth questions though.
Wait, was that a private review or that was public?
That was a DM.
You're lucky, I mean, listen,
I didn't post that one.
No, post it. I can take it.
No, I'm kidding.
I would respectfully disagree. I think that I'm certainly annoying. I wouldn't say that I didn't really bitch that much.
No, I understand, though. I think it's more of like that dry humor. Some people don't get it.
Yeah, they don't get it. They don't have an evolved sense of humor. I'm sorry to for that listener.
Yeah, I know. It's okay, though. It's all right. She's going to love you. I feel like we have a lot to talk about, but nothing to talk about. So you said you had a lot of questions, and I'm going to let you shoot. I'm going to let you part to it.
Okay. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I want to know all about Cabo, San Lucas. Your trip looked
incredible. Let's talk about that. Yeah, so that was sort of a last minute thing. I'm trying to get in as many trips as possible before I get pregnant again, because I know that that's just like around the corner. And so, God willing. And so, yes.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize when you kind of casually mentioned that last week, I didn't realize how far along in that process you were. And then you shared on your podcast last week with Riley that you did not conceive.
Right.
But I didn't realize you guys were like in the thick of trying it. So that's really exciting.
I know. It is exciting. And, you know, I never really checked ovulations and all of that because, you know, with Piper, she was an oopsie. But this time around, I'm actually surprised at how many things there are to see that, hey, today's the day that you can actually have a baby. So I guess we're going to try it like that this month. Like I get you can, like your little e-cigarettes. It's kind of like the same thing, except you're blowing into this little machine, kind of like a DUI machine, and then it tells you basically like today's the day you can have a baby.
Oh my God, may the force be with you. Can I say something? It's sort of inappropriate and very vulgar. You can use it or not, but
totally.
When I was listening to your podcast last week, I misheard something Riley said, and I literally I froze in my tracks. I was like, did he just fucking say that? And then I re-listened to it, and it was not what I thought it was.
What did he say? What did you think?
Did you
he
get
said?
Any feedback?
No, which part?
You said, oh, I didn't get pregnant this month. And he said, I believe what he said was, it was so much easier when Piper came. But at first, all I heard was, it was much easier when I pre. And I was like, what did he just say? And I'm like, wait, what?
I mean, you can't get pregnant with that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And so then I was like, just like really, really disoriented me, because I was like, why would he ever say something so vulgar? And then is that true? And then I re-listened to it and I'm like, okay.
That was just your little dirty, dirty mind.
Yes. But it really sounds like it if you listen to it quickly.
Oh, I will not re-listen. I don't even re-listen to my shows right now. It's really hard for me to listen to myself. I can't. It's
very hard. I understand that. I hate listening to myself, even though I listen to our podcast no less than 11 or 12 times. And I have feedback for myself. I mean,
you're the one that listened to it that many times. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that boosted
your view count or your listener
exactly.
count.
Okay. So I have a lot to tell you. Okay. So Cabo was fun. So we went for like a day and it was honestly like a day and a half. We got there Friday. Our flight was canceled in the morning. It was like 5 a.m. And I look at my phone and it was like, oh, your flight's been canceled. So,
oh no.
It was sort of a shit show, but we ended up getting to the airport, got us on another flight out there. So we were there pretty much Friday, all day Saturday, came back Sunday. But we stayed at the JW Marriott, which is actually stunning. I kind of give Riley shit for that because we only stay at Marriott's because of his discount code. So it's like, if it's not in the Marriott world, he's like, no. I'm not spending a fortune on a hotel. He just can't wrap his brain around it.
I understand that. And if you have like status at the Marriott, you know, if you get the upgrades and the perks, it makes sense to kind of stick with one hotel.
And they have beautiful hotels, but sometimes you want to like venture out of the Marriott world. You know what I mean?
Right. Like what about Las Ventanas? That's exclusively where the
one and only. Yeah. Those places. Although those are a fortune to stay at. They're like $2,000 a night. And I'm not trying to spend $2,000 a night. Especially on a room that you're not even in.
two things about Mexico. Number one, I was supposed to go to Rancho La Puerta the first week in January. Have you been there?
No.
Have you heard of it?
I'm going to say yes.
Spa. It's a spa like an hour south of San Diego in the mountains of like Tecate, Mexico. And it's a complete wellness retreat. You go with the same group of people.
I feel like I've heard of it.
Vegan and you hike. And anyway, I had to cancel because I had COVID. But I'm really looking forward to getting back to Mexico.
It's
actually three things about Mexico.
Okay.
Did you watch the figure skating with Donovan Camillo?
No.
The first Mexican man to be in the Olympics for figure skating?
No,
oh my
I haven't.
God, you have to watch him. He's such a charming guy. I was so excited for him.
I feel like I've watched 2 minutes of this Olympics and I feel terrible, but I'm getting like highlights.
Yeah, no. Well, he's one of the highlights of the men's figure skating. The first person from Mexico to make it to the Olympics for figure skating because he had like nowhere to even practice in Mexico. There's no outdoor rinks. He had to practice at like a mall. It's really an inspiring story. Speaking of inspiring stories, the Dubrows are apparently building in Mexico now. Are you aware
okay,
of this
so,
from
yes.
the show?
Okay, so remember I wasn't watching it and then I knew we were going to talk about it today. And so I started watching it last night and I was like literally middle of dinner and I'm like, oh shit, I have to turn it on so that I can catch up and we can discuss. And let me just tell you, I had the worst fucking sleep last night and I have so much anxiety today and I blame you because you made me watch it without making me watch it. And it was so painful to watch. Oh my God, like painful for multiple reasons, obviously like an open wound, but also painful because the show is just terrible.
It's terrible. It's like I said, unwatchable, but I'm so confused. I don't buy that they're actually planning to build a place in Mexico. I cannot wrap my head around.
They
even
do,
if you have that much money.
They traveled there so, I mean, they do travel there all the time. So I can see them building. But weren't they building a house in Idaho too?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. She keeps saying that she wants to have this place for the kids to have when they grow up. And okay, well, that's the Idaho house. You mean to tell me you're going to spend $8 million on a lot to build another like cavernous mall house in Mexico when you can just go a few times a year and spend money to stay at a beautiful hotel?
By the way, and the monstrosity of the house that they already live on the water in Orange County.
It's just so ostentatious. I can't, it's sickening. It's like they told her, in order for you to come back on the show, you have to infuse it with this extreme, extravagant wealth. And so she's going above and beyond to show that.
Well, let me tell you something.
Gross. It's so sickening. Like no one cares about you meeting with your architect and every house looks the same. Ugh.
For some reason, I don't know. It just comes off so bad. Even though you watch Beverly Hills and Miami and it's all glitz and glam, there's just something about it that just does not land.
I mean, you can't compare it to Beverly Hills because I mean, they're all like on the same playing field a little bit. They all have so much money and that's part of why you watch. That's not why you watch Orange County. You watch Orange County to see, originally it was the franchise that showed these relatable down-to-earth working women. It doesn't work for many reasons. I'm not saying it was a bad idea to bring her back because I like her on the show, but they did not pair her with the right group of women and it was a mistake and they should bring back the originals. I'm not going to say it again.
I know. And even then, I bring back the originals, but also it's almost like Gina and Emily, right? That's their names. I feel like they are the like kind of like the wannabes of like the new Tamara and Vicky. Jen,
please,
no,
don't insult me.
But you
they
know what
never,
I'm saying.
Never
no,
in a million
they could
years,
never. But you know what
Gumbelson
I'm saying.
And Tamara
it's,
Barney Judge.
It's
never.
The two peas
but
in
yes.
a pod kind of thing. It's like the one, like they're attached at the hip. But well, no, I guess not because they don't even fight. I don't know.
I like Gina, Emily. I could give or take. Anyway, I'm
think
just
they're
saying
fine.
That.
How do you feel about Noella? I think she's actually I know people don't really like her, but I think she's actually entertaining and she is who she is. A part of me feels like
she's
Novella. You think she's too much?
Disturbing. It's something is not right. Something ain't right. She's studied the show. She's performing. I'm over it.
Yeah. And Dr. Jen, I don't know. I feel like I've seen 2 seconds of her. I can't connect with her.
Yeah. That's 2 seconds too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in any event, going back to the Mexico of it all, I just,
well, okay. So then
I've only been to Mexico a few times, but I really enjoyed it.
So we went to Acre, right? Which is, I guess, where they had their dinner, which I didn't know until after the fact.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, like where they had like their dinner where she confronts Noella about the cards and all of that?
Yes, yes, yes. I thought that was just on the beach at their villa.
Oh, no, that's at that restaurant that I went to not knowing that they went to that restaurant. No wonder I was getting so many messages like, did you run into her? Have you seen her? I'm like, wait, what? But, you know, people have to remember that this was filmed months ago. And I also didn't even know that until last night when I watched it. I was like, oh, fuck, of course. I went to the one restaurant that she went to. And I'm possibly, you know, wanting to get married there. Not anymore. No, thanks. I'm good.
Really?
Well, I don't know. It's just, you know, there's something I want almost like nothing to do with the past. And, yeah. And for some reason, it just keeps on following me. And so, I don't know. A part of me feels like, ugh.
So there's that. And then one more thing on this subject before we move on, because I do have to say, not that I like take back what I said last week, but I want to be authentic, right? And I do think that I would like to see a reconciliation, because I believe in like mending fences and people being in a peaceful place. But I can't encourage you to be friends with someone who I don't really care for, or who I just... especially the Terry of it all. Like, I actually can't even watch him on television. Mm-hmm. I have to fast forward through his scenes because
why?
I find him to be almost like in the same league as Jonathan Cheban, to the point where I am so repulsed by just everything about this individual that I cannot stomach the sight of them.
Yeah.
He rubs me as like the most insufferable human in the world. So I don't want you to have to subject yourself to that. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah. Cause it's not going to happen. By the way, we were just disinvited from a party because of them. And so it's like, and I hate to burst everyone's bubbles, but it's just not going to happen.
One thing I will say, if it relates to Tamra, I really do want to try and be a guest on their podcast.
Okay.
Because I really love Teddy, and I think I can contribute a lot to their conversations. I hope that doesn't cause a rift between us.
Oh, no, you can
I am Team Natalie, and I will pass on that opportunity if you would feel some type of way about it.
Listen, I am all about, especially since this is now your show, I think you should promote your Humble and Hungry show.
So, okay, great.
And
thank
she
you.
Wouldn't have me on anyway because she's friends with Heather, so it's fine. You can go on.
Perfect.
And then, yeah,
okay.
And then report back to me. I'll listen. I'll for sure listen.
Great. Okay.
Yep.
So what else? All right, should I just keep rattling off my questions?
Yes, go ahead. Please, this is your show. Go ahead.
Well, I have a question about the Newport Beach Hospitality Association. Mentioned that in one of your episodes, and I'm like, what is that? Or Riley mentioned it, and I'm like, kind of
he mentioned it.
Curious.
I think
what is that?
They're really trying to come together and raise awareness for just because the hospitality took a real big hit here in Orange County. A lot of small companies, big companies everywhere. Yeah. So they're trying to really keep the culture alive and keep businesses alive. And so I think he's just trying to get involved and you know, who knows? I honestly, that was just pure guess. I have no freaking idea.
I'm just kind of fascinated by the whole concept, and I would love to be a fly on the wall of one of those league meetings. I kind of imagine it like, I don't know.
I feel like...
What's that association? You know, like the, it's sort of like a secret society. It's like it's at the tip of my tongue. They have like lodges all over the world.
Are you talking about what's it called?
I don't know. I feel like there's like
Illuminati?
A pencil is like, not the Illuminati, not the Priory of Sion, but it's the Freemasons. I figured it out. I also want to know about the house hunting. So I didn't realize as well that you were that far along in that process. What area are you looking in? Where do you live, actually, by the way?
So I'm in Irvine, California.
Like by the Improv
Orange
Comedy
County.
Club?
Yep. By the way, exactly right there.
Love that.
I'm in this little area. I'm about 15 minutes from Newport Beach, and I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking everywhere in Orange County.
Would you consider, you have to stay in Orange County because of Lido House? Is that where Riley is like
because his
most often?
Yeah, that's his, basically, and his office is like 5 minutes from there.
Okay.
So and he's working all day. Sometimes he works late nights. So for him to have to drive an hour out, you know, just to go home or just to go to work, I feel like is just, it doesn't make sense, especially for our lifestyle.
How far are you from Coto Insurance?
Coto Insurance is about 20 minutes from us.
Really? Do you have life insurance?
on a toll road. We do have life insurance. So if Riley were to go tomorrow, bye-bye, honey.
Is she okay?
No.
DNR. I won't sign a prenup, but I'll sign a DNR. Just kidding. That's terrible.
Wait, did you see that Dina from New Jersey lives here now?
I knew she lived in California.
Manzo,
I didn't know she lived
Manzo?
In... yeah, that's her maiden name. She's remarried. But I didn't know she lived in OC.
Apparently now she lived in Newport Beach and she's looking for an assistant. Someone was like, oh, you should apply. I'm like, absolutely not. I will never be an assistant ever again. It is a lot of work. And I think if I want to have another child, having two doing that, it's a lot. But it was great for my 20s. I mean, working in all hours of the night and
doing all the things. Right, but so much experience and so many cool things.
It was. But like, I'm good. I feel like... I'm on to the next. So
yeah, I assume that you like started your own company and were doing sort of like consulting and freelance work in the entertainment space, whether it be like social media or project management or things like that. I think that would maybe be a good move for you to just like go project to project. Maybe you're producing an event one week. Maybe you're working on some content. Maybe you're doing this, but kind of the world is your oyster. Embrace
I know,
it. That's exciting.
It is exciting. And I feel like that's the way that I think a lot of people who have actually taken hits on jobs and whatnot, that is the perspective you have to have. It's an exciting thing. Don't look at it as it's depressing or, you know, what am I going to do next? Just look at it as it's an opportunity.
Right. Especially, what happened to you shortly after was COVID, and then everyone's employment status kind of shifted dramatically. So who knows what would have happened.
Which, not going to lie, it kind of made me feel good because I was like, oh, everyone's losing their job.
Yeah.
Great. It's not just me. It's great.
Right.
We're all unemployed. So, yeah, I didn't feel as bad when I had to take that unemployment check. Not going to lie.
Good. Amen.
That felt like a failure moment for me. But I was like, no. It's all right. It's all right.
No. Get that extra. Get that stimulus money.
Speaking of money... I'm meeting to pledge. I'm going to pledge.
Oh,
and I kind of wanted
you.
I wanted to have you on camera and tell you that I'm going to pledge and then maybe just do it in front of you. I have to go through the whole process. I'm
go
not
through
sure
the process.
How
speaking
how
of which,
quickly.
Just going back to Bon Jovi and like, oh, we're halfway there. Oh, I'm living on a prayer. We are at almost 50% of our goal. In only 2 weeks.
Oh, that's so exciting. You guys, go pledge.
I know,
pledge,
but
we have such
a long way to go, Natalie. And all I will say to you listeners is this, and I hate to be this person begging and pleading, but we're trying to make something that ultimately will be entertainment for you. This is not, yes, you're helping me make my dreams a reality by helping me make a film, but the film is for you. It's for audiences. So just watch the trailer. And then if you like the material... and you can make a pledge. If not, just share it with people. Just help spread the word. That's all I ask. And don't feel obligated to do it. Just do it because you want to support the material, because you know that we're making a movie that one day you'll get to see in its full realized form, and you'll be entertained by it for years to come, hopefully. This could be a cult classic. This could be the next Troop Beverly Hills. This could be like the next First Wives Club. I swear to God. That's what people are saying. Early reviews are in.
Let me ask you. So you're halfway there. 15 mm-hmm. Wait, hold on, let me look, let me just refresh here. You're at 15.
No, I'm not.
145.
Are you kidding me?
You're trying to get 30,000.
I was at
12
when we started this podcast.
15,145.
I was at 12 when we started the podcast, Natalie. Did I just get the big co-executive producer that I was
oh my god, you guys, I'm reacting real time to this. Holy shit. I didn't know this.
Yeah. It's happening.
That is really
it's
exciting. I have
you.
To make a few phone calls. I gotta go. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But oh my god, Stacey
Let
Kotler.
Let me ask you.
Wait, Stacey Kotler, I have to shout out. She is an incredible
shout
woman.
Her out.
She's an incredible woman who I met out here, and she runs an organization called Hamptons United. It's a nonprofit charity organization that supports so many different local charities out here in the Hamptons, from shelters to food pantries to the environment to kids to everything. So it's like this big kind of holding company that distributes money to many local charities, HamptonsUnited.org. And Stacey, the founder, came in with a huge pledge as a co-executive producer. And I am forever indebted to you, Stacey, and whatever we can do with this film to help raise awareness and money for your organization, consider it done. Thank you so much. Wow. I have goosebumps.
Oh my God, that gives me chills. I'm so excited for you. So what happens if you don't make it to the 30? I don't want to burst
that amount.
I'll match the 15. I'll match the 15.
Thank you so much. Mama Pouchet, she's the Oprah of Mexico, apparently. Where she got those Benjamins?
What happens if you don't hit the 30, though? I have to ask.
We don't get any of it.
Are you buying a house in Cabo?
I'm buying a house in Tecate.
In Pacoima, as one likes to say. What happens? Can you still do something with that money? Are you still going to try to make a short film?
No, we can't. You have to raise 80% of the funds or you don't get any of it. And we're very confident that we'll get to that that amount. The $24,000 is what we need. But the more money we have, the more we can pay people and the more equipment we can buy and the better the film will be. But we're committed to making this film no matter what.
But if you don't hit the 80%, everyone gets their money back and that's it? That's all?
That's it. It was all a dream. What? It's like Cinderella, the pumpkin. I know.
Oh,
that's why I really need your help promoting this. Anyway, I don't want to monopolize our time here talking about this. Everyone knows. Follow me on Instagram. I am Sam Pez. Follow Made Out East. Natalie, at the very least, you could share the link on your story, which you haven't.
I will share the link.
You even have the swipe up feature that they're not allowing regular civilians to have.
It's not even a swipe anymore. It's
disgusting
tap.
Instagram, what they do to poor people.
It's a tap. You're already like 6 months behind.
Okay. Great. All right, moving on. I want to talk about the sizzle. I want to talk about Mama Mia.
Oh my God, Mama. So all of a sudden, I think it's like maybe midnight, and I am getting all these messages of Sam liked this photo. Literally, it was the first photo I've ever posted on Instagram. He went so deep. He went so far back. When I click on those photos, I am mortified by my photos and by my cap. Holy old nose, Natalie,
holy
and
guacamole.
My fried hair. I can't. I instantly deleted it. And honestly, I hope you archived it.
Don't tell me you permanently deleted it. Oh,
I'm sure I could probably get it back, right? I think everything's saved somewhere.
No, you have to archive it. If you delete it, it's gone. It's scrubbed from the internet.
Oh, by the way, let it be scrubbed from everyone's eyes. Mama Mia's. Mama Mia's was, okay, so we were signed with a production company with Randy Jackson years ago.
Dog? And like the top dog?
Like that's a no for me, dog.
Hollywood dog? Oh my God.
It went nowhere. So we got signed by Fremantle, which they do like America's Got Talent, and they did the Jersey Shore and all these other shows.
Right.
And so we filmed this. This was right when I started working with my last job. And okay. I remember when I told her, I was trying to keep it a secret because she was in this really weird space, and I remember her like not happy about it. And so,
really?
Yeah. And so I was having to like do it super low key because I was like, it's not going to take off anyways. So why am I going to sacrifice my job, which I really enjoy doing for a possible sizzle that, by the way, wasn't even our idea. It was my mom's. My mom was dying to be famous.
Why would that even impact her? I mean, A, she's on a reality show, and B,
but she was just filming to get back on the show. And so I think for her, it was like,
to get back on what show?
Not to get back on the show, but to get back on television. Because when she started her season one of Housewives, she hadn't been on television in years.
Oh, we know. I know. Scripted television.
Exactly.
She was on like one sitcom with Jenny McCarthy.
So
we
all
get
of
it.
A sudden, her
she
little
assistant.
She was
not like Rhea Perlman over here. She wasn't Courtney Cox or Jennifer Aniston. She makes it like she was like the darling of scripted television. It's really delusional. Malibu Country. We know. This is really, now I am, whoever that listener was, I give it to you. I sound like a bitch right now. I'm going to stop.
Okay,
I feel it already. I'm going to get slammed. They build you up to tear you down.
By the way, you and I both. Okay, so I had just started, not just started, I think I was already like working there. And all of a sudden, now imagine, you know, her little Hispanic assistant possibly getting a show, a TV show, I think for her was just like, kill me. Like, how is she getting a show? And I, right? And so I really didn't want to hurt her feelings. I am such an empath. And I was like, I'm just going to like not say much. And I had told Terry, because Terry was like, holy shit, that's a huge production company and blah, blah, blah. And I go, I know, but will you just not tell her? Because I just don't want her to get upset. I don't want to hurt her feelings. And I don't want her to think that like, I don't know. Anyways, so maybe I put it out in the universe because nothing ever actually happened. And there was that. There lies Mama Mija's sizzle that will forever live on my Instagram.
Wow.
HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm-fresh produce that arrives within a week. So you get convenience without skimping on quality. Skip the trip to the grocery store, saving you the wait in long lines and ensuring you don't waste money on excess food. And we all do that. HelloFresh has fit and wholesome recipes for satisfying and nutritious meals that you can feel good about, the 6 recipes per week to choose from, including low-calorie and carb-conscious options. So warm yourself up from the inside out with limited-time recipes inspired by cozy classics from the world, like beef tenderloin and cheese fondue or miso sesame shrimp and bacon ramen. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your online order or in the app. Easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size, or skip a week whenever you need to. So customize your favorite dishes with your new Hello Custom offerings by swapping out one protein or side for another. Upgrading for more luxe experience, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. That means more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored to you. And honestly, for me, it's about just saving time and not having to run to the grocery store every 3 days and figuring out what am I going to cook for Piper and Riley, my picky eaters in the house. It just makes everything so easy and so fast. So go to HelloFresh.com/Humble16 and use code Humble16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/Humble16 and you can use code Humble16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 gifts. You're welcome. With the busy holiday behind us, it's important to reprioritize yourself, especially with the days being cold and short. Focusing on your health and finding a routine that works for you should be put to the forefront. Stay on track with your health goals thanks to Care/of's daily packs that make taking your vitamins easy to stick to every day. Care/of's is a subscription service that ships high-quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month. So just take a short, in-depth quiz about your health goals and lifestyle and get personally tailored recommendations based on your answers. You can stick with what Care/of recommends or change up your pack at any time. You can take Care/of's quiz as your goals and needs change, so your recommendations evolve with you. Care/of's personalized packs are made from plant-based compostable film. Care/of's products are made from good-for-you clean ingredients that are backed by the latest science and research so that you can feel good about what you're putting into your body. Look, for me, it's all about just convenience, and when you take that quiz, it is so easy. And honestly, I didn't even know how many like different types of vitamins I actually needed in my system. And thankfully they curated it for me, and it's the packets and everything has my name on it. It's like so cute and I love it. And I never forget to take my vitamins. So I feel like you guys are going to really love this. For 50% off of your first Care/of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code HUMBLE50. That's 50% off your first Care/of order. So go to takecareof.com and enter code HUMBLE50. Element is a tasty electrolyte drink mixed with everything you need and nothing you don't. That means lots of salt with no sugar. It contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio of 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, 60 milligrams of magnesium, and with none of the junk. So there's no sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, no gluten, no fillers, no BS. Element is formulated to help anyone with their electrolyte needs and is perfectly suited to folks following a keto, low carb, or paleo diet. Electrolyte deficiency or imbalances can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, and weakness. So when you sweat, the primary electrolyte loss is sodium, and you can lose up to 7 grams per day. So when sodium isn't replaced, it's common to experience muscle cramps and fatigue. Element is used by NBA players, NFL players, NHL players, Olympians, athletes, Navy SEALs, to everyday moms and exercise enthusiasts. Element is so sure you will love their products and come back for more that they're offering you a free Element sample pack. That's 8 single serving packs for free. Just cover the cost of shipping of $5 for U.S. customers and get yours at drinkelement.com/humble. This deal is not available on their regular website, so you have to go to drinkelement.com/humble. Element offers a no questions asked refunds, so try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, share it with a salty friend and we'll give you your money back. No questions asked. You have nothing to lose.
So wait, you have two sisters.
Two sisters, one older brother, one half younger brother.
Okay. Didn't realize you had a half younger brother. And correct me if I'm wrong, is your family from Vegas?
So we were originally born here, and then my parents got a divorce and we moved, all of us kids moved with my dad to Vegas, and I was there from like 7 to 14, and then I came back to California.
Where, that's so funny, because when I was 5, my grandparents moved to Vegas.
What part?
Yeah, they lived like 15 minutes from the Strip.
Okay, like Henderson, and probably area. No,
I think it was in 932 Boulder Mesa Drive. I don't know. Okay. Zillow. It's, I think it was Las Vegas proper. No, they live a little further north now. Okay. In Heaven. Yeah, they're both dead.
Oh. Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, no, that happens.
Do you
happens.
Have the address? I'd love to.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay. Please. It's been years and they lived wonderful lives and they were very, very lucky people. And I spent many, many years, like 20 years, going to Vegas. And I have cousins that still live there and many relatives. And it's a very special place to me. And I go and everyone's like, let's go to Vegas to party. And I'm like, no, I go. And it's like sentimental. Walking through the casino to me feels like Disney World, you know, like the back of a Kino lounge. But my cousins lived in a like Silverado Ranch. Do you know where that area is?
Yeah, of course. And I was in Summerlin.
Okay. I feel like you know my cousin, Jenna Boyer. But she's someone who, if we connect in Napa or Sonoma at some point, she worked in San Fran for many years. She's a SOM and she's in the hospitality industry. Her and Riley would get along like a house on fire.
Oh,
and,
I like it.
Now she lives in Vegas.
Okay, I like that. I feel like we do need to do the Napa situation. Although I'm gonna be in Paso. What can you do? Paso? Does it have to be Napa?
What is Paso?
Paso Robles, it's like the new wine country. It'll be the next wine country.
Is it near Santa Barbara?
It's passing. So it, sorry, I'm like now trying
pledging?
To do 15
like,
things
what are you
at doing? Once. March 15th. By the way, I've been trying to pledge for the past 15 minutes and it's asked for my credit card number and it's.
All right, just do it after and share it on your story when you pledge, please. And with the link.
But I
want to
see your face reaction when I do this.
Oh God, stop.
It's part of the joy.
Okay.
I'm surprised not everybody's FaceTiming you as they pledge. Anyways, so Paso, do you have to go to Napa? Do you have to film in Napa? Mm. Or can it be any wine country?
No, it doesn't have to be. Yeah, no, it can be anywhere in California, to be honest.
What's the scene? What are you trying to film? Or are you really just trying to make a vacation and then... Oh,
both.
Can't
I don't really want to tell anyone about the plot of the film. But
if I become an executive producer, I would like to know why you're going.
You're not becoming... Don't you dare... pledge that amount.
No, I would not pledge that amount.
Okay.
Wink,
stop
wink.
It.
No, but I feel
you
like
would
we
know.
Need
I
to...
would tell you what the scene was, but I don't want to share it publicly just yet. But no, it just involves my character going to California, which is where the Hollywood industry is. Now, I have more questions. Were you ever involved with Monet, the shampoo? I kind of vaguely remember a conversation between us about like the shampoo mafia.
Yes, I had some friends send me some product. I wasn't ever going to actually sell. Not that I'm dissing it, because I know people make a lot more money than I do selling fucking shampoo.
But do
and more
they
power
still?
To.
I have not seen anyone pushing Monet in months, and I'm wondering, like, did something happen? Was it?
Is there going to be like a Netflix documentary on it?
I really think it's like the next fire fraud.
Well, like, fuck, I don't know, like, because I like the product. I like. There's one product that I am obsessed with, and it's their oil. And it's like this magic oil. And
are you serious?
Yes. I know. So if you sell Monet, then more power to your oil, because that shit is like, I could drink it. I'd probably be like
Monet margarita. Method
Just on
Shempa
the rim.
And Monet. Yeah, no, I exclusively drink Colette. Method Shempa Moi. that's all we drink in this house.
Okay, my gosh.
One more thing. You're gonna
get me fucking sued.
No,
Sam.
I'm saying it. I'm not. You're not gonna get. They can come after me. All right.
God.
Come at me, bro. You don't want to mess with me. Ever. Moving on. We got to stop.
Moving
I'm putting an end
on.
To this. This is my show. I want to talk about.
Yes. Go.
Wait.
You haven't had a sip. I feel like you're very parched. Go.
I am. I'm like exasperated. Mm-hmm. I have a follow-up question to something that came up last week.
Yes.
When I mentioned Kate Casey.
I pledged, by the way. Yes,
go ahead.
Oh my
God. All right, I'm going to look. I'm going to look at the end and then I'm going to react.
Okay.
I brought up Kate Casey last week.
Yep.
Do you know who that is?
I've never personally met her, but I have a lot of friends that know her.
Because your reaction was like, no. When we were talking about, and I was wondering, like, is there some tea on Kate that I need to be aware of, because like her and I listen to her podcast. Okay, because I like her. She has 11 kids.
Does she? I know she nothing does. About her. I just know that I've had like my friend Danya Dopp, not my friend. She's a, you know, we have mutual.
Oh, Danya? Oh, yeah. I know Danya.
Danya.
I know Danya and Nancy and Lindsay.
You know what's so sad? Yeah. I can't even call
Sarah
them my
Cohen.
Friends anymore.
I know. I know
but
the whole
because,
crew.
Because of that. But they're, they, whatever. We are acquaintances now, I guess. She, I guess, was on the show because she's been struggling a lot with health. And yeah, so a lot of people that I know, I guess, are friends of her.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. That clears that up.
Yep.
Now, where did you go to school? Did you go
Oh, college?
Yeah.
I went to FITM, the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. With Lauren Conrad. No, not with her. So funny, because that kind of was what was like my, I want to go there.
Were you not there
JC.
At the same time?
No. Years.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
What?
Yes. How old do you think I am? You thought I was older. Watch
not,
what you say.
Not physically. You are the most youthful person, but you give off vibes that you are like 36.
42. Okay.
No, I thought 36. I thought a little bit older than me.
I feel like I'm 36, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you are very, very mature. And
yeah.
Maybe and because I've been listening to you for so many years, and I can't imagine that 5 years ago when I listened to you, you were only in your 20s because you sounded so mature.
Well, I mean, that Monet youthful
That consult, the champagne lift cream, the consult beauty.
Will you stop? By the way, it's a pure plug. We don't want to do that.
Well, I do want to say one thing. If I have to say one thing that's positive, I don't want to not address the elephant in the room. And I want to say that I think it's really incredible that their daughter is coming out publicly at such a young age. That is incredibly brave to do, regardless of who you are, but much less on a public stage when you're on a television show. That is not an easy thing to navigate. And I think that she is just really, really incredibly brave. And I'm rooting for her. And I do admire the way that her family and her parents are treating that situation and how much support they are giving so vocally, I think it really does have the ability to influence people's opinions and normalize sexuality. And I think that it's great. I really do think that that's great. And if that is her sole purpose this season, and this is her platform to do it, then I have to give credit where credit is due. And I thank you for that.
Yes, absolutely. And I have to say, I love those babies. And, you know, we can talk and laugh and all this stuff, but I really do love those kids so much. And
I imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Songfinch. Let's just give it an organic plug because I am like enamored.
Are you mortified by it? Do you love it? What are you thinking?
Both. I mean, I think it's
are you mortified by? Have you heard some of the songs?
Yeah, and it's just like we drink good wine and eat appetizers.
That's country. That's country. That's country music. Would you disagree?
A shrimp cocktail for the table.
Look at the drink whiskey on a date night. The Applebee's. Okay, that shit happens.
I know, but it's like so literal. It's like we get in the car and you put
and you
on the seat warmer.
Okay. But listen,
I'm just like, what a business! My God, are you kidding me? There's someone knocking on the door again.
Why?
Oh my God. I'm recording a podcast.
Do you own the place? Isn't it an open coffee
it's
shop?
My
for
store.
The...
No, it's my store, but it's technically closed.
What do you
closed
sell in
the
store? What is a store?
It's such a long story. It's a space that me and my business partner kind of helped create and produce this summer. It was more of a brand activation space, and we had different events. And Fred Siegel had a huge presence out here all summer.
I remember you posting
first,
about that. That's a huge space.
It's a huge space, yeah, but it's kind of closed for the season now. But we have
but
the lease.
But you're still having to pay rent, aren't you?
Not me personally, but...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
but we're
right.
trying to kind of reimagine what it could be for next year. We're hoping to get some big sponsors involved and make it, even bigger and better. Yeah.
Okay.
In any event...
We were just talking about something. Oh, Songfinch. So you're not going to make a song for a loved one,
is
what
I
you're saying.
I am 100% going to make a song. I just have
But can I? But I'm sorry.
It can't
but my
be cheap
song.
To have a, I want Candy Burris to write it. And my I want her to perform it in her shaky voice. I don't know what to do at my restaurant.
Every song of hers sounds exactly the same.
No, but
I feel
when
I
she gets into
song.
A fight with someone and she gets really, do you watch Atlanta at all? And she's like,
I used to.
Candy, I love Bravo, Candy, and I cannot wait for her show OLG. But Candy is so when she gets into a fight, she's like, she goes from 0 to 60, but it's this crescendo where she's like, "Don't you talk about my mom, cause I'm gonna get your ass!" And she just gets increasingly more violent, and but then her voice starts to shake. It's beautiful. Anyway, I want to talk about Songfinch. I want to talk about your original
I know
score.
But let's not give it a free plug, but yes, it's because I paid for that song. By the way, I liked my song.
I liked it too. I just thought that the lyrics were
so specific.
It
was $200.
Okay, all right, well, I'm impressed.
Do you
really
know what
impressed.
I got as my gift? I got a rope. He
got
a song,
robe.
A quite literal song, and I got a robe. So which
what
one
kind
is better?
Of robe?
I mean, you would probably say it was a robe. It was
I would take
Marcus.
The robe in a heartbeat.
I hate you.
Are you kidding? I live for a robe moment.
No. This is not a soft, yummy robe. This is it's a very hard to
is
describe
it. Is it a linen?
Not a linen. It is
silk?
Someone hand
woven?
No, I went to fit them, and I can't even describe this robe.
Just give it to me in textile. Is what's the material?
It's kind of rough on your skin. It's sheer, but it's rough-ish. It's hard to describe, and I will send you a photo.
It's
young, hot chick, long, a weird long third sleeve. It's odd.
Okay.
He doesn't do the best gifts. It's fine. But I thought my gift was better, but clearly you liked the robe, so there's that.
I love the robe. Well, I thought I liked the robe, but I assumed it was sort of like a plush bathrobe, like a velour.
No.
Yeah. Where is Riley, by the way? Is he ever, am I ever going to get to speak with him directly?
I had him watch your pledge because I feel like he needs to get to know you.
You had him watch my pledge?
Yeah, the one that on the, there's two different things that
you
upload. Oh, the
trailer. You mean the, yeah.
No. No, no, no. I thought it was the trailer. And then on where you can go pledge, you can watch like the please.
Oh, that has to be like the pledge video that I didn't know about.
It's the pledge video.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that was even a thing. I thought he was watching the trailer and all of a sudden he's like, you're like begging for people to pledge. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I swear he's not that needy. I swear he's not.
That's required by the platform. You really have to kind of explain to people the who, what, why, when, where.
No, and you did a great job. I'm telling you, the whole thing is actually quite genius. And I really hope that if you're listening, you can go and pledge.
It's really, really smart. I have to tell you, the plot that we have like mapped out, it's so great. And it's like, it's the culmination of like everything that has ever meant something to me, from Scream to my inspiration for my performance, who basically is Lucille Ball. I'm channeling her in like every single facial expression. And then there's elements of Housewives that you'll see. There's elements of Valerie Cherish and The Comeback and all these great characters. But
I'm going to tell you this, though. If this doesn't go, God forbid, I hope that you don't give up on it because you're so talented.
No. I'm not going to give up on it. I'm just
and not
have
even
to...
just this, but just like your whole career. Just like don't give up. Don't pivot. Like you're good. You're in your lane. Keep doing what you're doing. It's going to hit.
I'm in the HOV lane right now without another passenger.
You're fine.
I'm like
you're good.
Speeding down the high.
No one can see you. It's fine.
No, but you're going fine. Back to Riley, because we're just like all over the map today. I really want to sit down and have like a tete-a-tete with Riley and just talk about.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, no, I want to talk about like wine and viticulture and like.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that's going to be either a hit or a big miss.
Why don't the three of us, I think if I return, assuming that today goes well, because I really felt good about last week, and now this week I'm like I'm not as likable and I'm not as funny, and it's fine. You know, you have your good days.
This
and
whole
your bad
show
days.
Is a big if. It's been a big if since last summer. It's fine. So it's totally okay. I think we should definitely do one of us three for sure.
Yeah, I really think that we could really have a good conversation. And speaking of good conversations,
he brings another element. Oh gosh, what?
Did you watch Salt Lake City this week?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh my
I can't.
God.
I know.
Breathtaking, spellbinding. Lisa Barlow ousted Teresa as in my top five. She's
really?
On another level. Yeah, she's bringing it.
Teresa, for me, there's something about her. I know you love the Teddies and the Tamaras and the Teresas, the T's. Oh, you love a T. Okay.
I love the T. And a Taylor Armstrong, baby.
Oh, you love Taylor Armstrong,
too. If
you
can't be my friend, just please don't be my enemy. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. It's funny. I feel like you like the... What kind of character? Because they all fall in a category for me.
Yeah, I mean, typically I like the housewives that are a little bit unhinged and that just have the ability to just, like... snap and
Teddy
like
is
really,
not unhinged.
No, I like them for different reasons, but no, okay. Teddy is like.
Did you watch her on Big Brother?
No, I like missed it.
Because she was on for like a second.
Yeah, but I don't know where to watch Big Brother. It's one of those shows that's like, is it the live stream? Is it broadcast?
Neither do I.
Is it? I don't get it.
Oh, neither do I. I'll never understand it. It's been on for like 30 years.
30 years. It's like Survivor. I couldn't tell you where to find. I know it's on Channel 2, I think. CBS,
me too.
Maybe.
I agree. I didn't watch her. You know what's funny? I don't understand Teddy. She's a nice girl, but I just don't understand her. Like some of the things that she posts, I'm like, that's so cringy to me.
I don't follow her that closely on social, but you know, she's leaning into the whole accountability fitness coach, but she's like, she's claims to be the straight shooter. Like she just keeps it real. She's honest. Meanwhile, she got caught up in this whole plot of lying and trying to bring Dorit down with the dog scandal. She's a little hypocritical, but I like her. And I like, listen, any friend of Kyle's
I think she's,
is a
for
friend
sure.
of mine, right?
Like,
you know
I
what
could
I mean?
See her
and Kyle
being...
and I.
Yes. I can
oh,
see
you know
her...
what? You should fuck Cabo. You need to go to That's where you should go, where the Humanskis are building. In
where are they building?
It's on the west coast of Mexico. It's not Cabo. It's the other like gorgeous area in Mexico.
Right, because we're so good with geography. Fabulous. Okay.
Come on. You aren't you Mexican? You are, right?
That does not mean shit, my friend. Okay.
But haven't you traveled to Mexico many times?
West of Cabo?
Well, I don't know west or south or north, but it's not like Cancun or Tulum. It's
okay.
Oh my God. Come on, what are like the really nice vacation spots in Mexico on the West Coast? Now I'm gonna have to Google again. Kyle Richards house in Mexico.
Is this her vacation home?
Yes. But Mauricio also has an office there.
An agency there. Of course he does. He has an agency everywhere.
Punta Mita.
Oh, Punta Mita. I've never been to Punta Mita. My family loves it there. But good for them. At least they're going somewhere that's not so... Like, Tulum and Cabo are just overrated, I would say. Wait, who were you just with? One of the New York?
She was on New York for a season. I'm really good friends with Barbara. Barbara Cavavit. Barb the Builder. She lives out here in Wainscott.
How did you guys meet? Did you throw a letter over her?
No. I could go right up to her mailbox.
Okay.
So my store is right next to Barry's Boot Camp in Wainscott. And she would go to Barry's every day in the summer, and we would see each other outside. Then we had mutual friends. So we just have hung out a lot because she's out here in the off season, and I am too. So now next week, me, her, and John Bond are going to have dinner.
Why is she off the show? What happened to her?
You know, that's really her story to share. And as a friend, I'm not going to betray her confidence.
Oh, I hate you so much.
I actually am loyal to my friend.
If I wasn't friends with her,
she'll tell you. I mean, she just, you know, I don't think she was the right fit for the show because she's really nice and she was non-confrontational. And I think it was hard for her to fit in with some of the ladies. And
that's all you just had to say. You don't have to throw me under the bus.
Yeah, no, I'm not. She's incredible. You should actually like get in touch with her because I mean she built an incredible business in the construction industry.
Have her on the show, Mr. Humble and Hungry.
I would love to. I'll book her. Let's have her on the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She's got an incredible story and what she's done in her industry in construction in New York, a woman from the Bronx, badass fucking broad, let me tell you.
I need that energy in my life.
You do need that energy, yes.
I do.
But I mean, your mom like seems pretty badass.
Yeah, but she's not a business person. And that's, I need more like a business savvy individuals in my life.
Well, you like shunned Tonya and she was like a thriving.
Stop.
Wait, can we talk real quick about Connie? So who coined her the Oprah of Mexico? Was that you like an internal thing or is she literally like that influential?
No, I think when she was taking meetings and whatnot, a lot of producers would sort of like put that into her ear only because she's just so animated and out there and, you know, doing things for people. And honestly, maybe it was my sister. I will have to say. I think it might
Oh, so she's is she that wealthy but she, and influential and in-
not wealthy, absolutely not. But she's
because then I'd be
she
like,
does
make
have
a, pledge,
a big name
you know?
In she does have a, oh, we need to do that before Piper wakes up. She has a big name in the Latin community. She's like on AM
really?
Radio. She's like for the people by the people. She's that person.
And yeah. She's a songwriter too, right?
Oh yeah, huge composer. Yeah. She made so many songs, yeah.
And yet you paid $200 for Songfinch when you have an in-house
because,
like David Foster
because I would not trust her with the life of me to write a love song for Riley. It would be everything she loves about him. And I'm just not down there. Okay. Will you check your pledge, please? Because my daughter just woke up.
I'm checking. Oh, my God. Piper's up. Oh, my God. Hold on.
I love you. I love you more.
You
this,
are incredible.
Takes off for you and when
Natalie,
you're famous I hope that you remember all of us here at Humble and Hungry.
Wait a minute, Natalie, come on now.
I love
that's
you
that's way too much money. You did not have to do that.
I love you. Thank
Natalie,
you for coming
thank
on
you
the show
so much.
So
I really
welcome.
I'm like I'm at a loss for words. No, that's incredibly generous. I don't know what I can do to repay you aside from just
nothing at all. I just want you to go kick
for free. Yeah,
I want you to go to. Kick ass.
We got this. Thank you.
Yay! You're gonna get there. It's gonna happen. I can't wait to watch it with my
Thank
popcorn
you so much. You're gonna be walking the red carpet with me at the premiere.
Oh my god!
Piper will be my assistant by then because it'll be 15. She'll be an intern.
Take your own shit and walk. Okay, I love you.
I love you more. And thank you to all the listeners for the positive feedback. Please be kind this week. I was just a little on edge.
And then the one comment that really you just like took in that role as bitchy and just took it and ran with it.
I decided if the shoe fits, if the satin robe fits.
I'm gonna have to listen to this episode just to make sure that it's not like too bad.
No, you need to do quality control. And I will see you, or you'll hear from my attorney. Next week, for sure. I'll send you the cease and desist.
Okay.
Because I'm sure it's coming. I'm getting served next week by like Dubrow Media. I really hope we can do this again. And if not, if the viewers have had enough of me, let's just you and
just
I schedule
let me
a
know.
Weekly. Yeah, you schedule a weekly catch up each
yeah,
week with us
while
off,
I'm in
off
prison.
The record.
Perfect.
Yes,
sounds
for sure.
Good. Yeah. All right. I love you.
All right. Love you. Thank
Go make
you so
a movie.
Much. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Stay humble. Stay hungry. Okay. Bye.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. I told you it was a little bit unhinged this episode, but we had a good time. We had so many laughs. I hope you guys did too. And remember, let's not take life so seriously, right? All right. Love you all. Make sure to please subscribe, rate, review. And I will see you all next week. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.